It's common to begin our practice and begin a retreat by emphasizing mindfulness of breathing and mindfulness of the body breathing. Mindfulness of how the body experiences breathing. And part of the function of that is to settle down, get a little bit more focused and concentrated, or to say a different way, to loosen up the entanglement with the world of thoughts and ideas and stories, past and future. And coming back over and over again to the breathing slowly begins to soften, loosen up here. It's also the custom to then next teach mindfulness of the body, which is an expanded domain to mindfulness of breathing. And this value of mindfulness of body is so great. I feel like it almost can't be emphasized enough, coming back to the body, to discover how we experience life through our body. How awareness can be experienced, spread throughout the body. Awareness is not just something about knowing from the control tower in the head, but it's a kind of field of perception that is spread throughout the body. So much so that mindfulness of the body could be called bodyfulness. Or mindfulness could be bodyfulness. And part of the value of repeatedly allowing ourselves, taking time to experience how things are in the body, helps us to step away from our own agendas, our own story makings, our desires and aversions, the expectations we have, all the ways which we kind of think we know what's supposed to be happening and we want to direct the show. But to come back into the body and feel it lets the body digest what's happening for us. Allows this wider field, this wider fullness of who we are to process, unfold, heal, reconcile, love what's happening. The body is a great friend, great support for letting things compost, letting our inner life move through us, unfold, find its way. So mindfulness of the body can start very simply, and I'll offer you a little exercise that perhaps will convey the simplicity of it. So as you're sitting here, Bring your attention into your right hand. And become aware of the sensations of your right hand. The tingling, pulsing, vibration, the warmth and the coolness on the skin. Feelings of contact if your hand is touching something. Pressure and hardness. Sensations of weight and lightness. In the palm of the hand. The back of the hand. The fingers. And perhaps as you feel the sensations of your hand, you become aware of a much wider range of sensations in your hand than if you had focused someplace else. The right hand maybe becomes more alive, more full, more sensitive. More of the experience of the right hand shows itself. And if you switch your attention to some other part of the body, you might do the same thing. So if you bring your attention to your left foot, there might be all kinds of sensations there. And rather than straining to look at the sensations, or to analyze them, rely on the awareness that's in the foot, the sensing that's in the foot, to reveal tingling, pulsing, warmth, coolness. Pleasant sensations, unpleasant sensations. And experiment with not holding yourself in the control tower, but rather be in the foot, to feel it and sense it. Experimenting with letting go of the forces of the mind that keep you at a distance. Maybe aversion, annoyance, judgments, preferences. Analyzing. Take time to just feel the left foot. And now, that area of your body where you tend to notice your breathing, enter that area with awareness. Not only to know the breathing experience, but whatever sensations show themselves there. Almost like awareness is a sponge, and it sponges up the sensations in that part of the body. Including in those sensations are the rhythmic sensations of breathing coming and going. Noticing how there might be a pulling away or separation. Through expectation or desires or judgments. Through thinking. And see if you can settle away that separation. So there's a resting in the body's experience of breathing. And if there is a particularly strong sensation in your body that's pulling on your attention, see if you can experiment with bringing awareness right into the middle of that area, like you did for the hand or the foot, and feel the fullness of what's there. Emphasizing feeling the sensations more than emphasizing the reactivity or judgments or concerns, ideas you have about it. Taking a few moments to feel the simplicity of just the sensations by themselves. And if there are strong emotions or strong bouts of thinking, see if you can find how that is experienced or how that's expressed physically in the body. And if you find such a place, sense and feel it's like you did the right hand, allowing it to be there, And this allowing and sensing of the body allows some deep inner process to unfold and show itself. And it's much deeper and much more holistic than we can do if we only think about things, or if we're only the director of our show, trying to make something happen, or trying to avoid something. Keep coming back to awareness of the body. If nothing else, awareness of the body breathing. Maybe every time you exhale, to let go of your thinking, so there's more room in awareness to sense and feel your breathing, your body. Part of the reason of letting go of thoughts is so there's more space in awareness to sense and feel the experience of now. what experience is your body having now? And can you be mindful of that very simply, allowing it to be, trusting the awareness of the body, trusting the body that's aware. It probably can't be emphasized enough how central in Buddhist practice it is to be in your body, to be embodied. The Buddha said that there is no awakening without mindfulness of the body. The Zen master Dogen in Japan, he said, mindfulness of the body is the body's mindfulness. We think of mindfulness as being, yeah, I'm going to be mindful of the body. But to really be embodied is to let the mindfulness, the awareness, to kind of almost emanate from the body. And when I studied in Thailand, the great teacher Buddhadasa said, don't let anything take you away from your body. Stay connected to your body as much as you can. And it's often our thoughts which take us away and both take us away and create kind of a funny kind of entangled distance. And what I talked about yesterday about the 1 second flashlight and stepping back and really seeing what's there, really clearly recognize it. It's a way of disentangling. And then what's possible when it's disentangled is then to feel the experience more fully, almost to have more intimacy. If I use the analogy of the hands again, you know, the left hand is in a fist, but the right hand can be entangled with that, and they're fisting together. They're kind of tight, holding each other tight. But if I could clearly see, oh, that's a fist. Oh, there's a fist. That's, wow, a fist. Then it allows the open hand of awareness to come back in a different way and really hold it and feel it and be there with it. And this kind of holding and being, trusting the body's experience of things, as if the body is going to process everything, as if the body is the compost pile or the body is the washing machine to wash everything out and clean, or the body is the incubator where whatever needs to grow has a chance to grow. And the more we come back into the body, a kind of silent awareness of the body, kind of silent, to feel and sense, as I said, to let we can let the thinking mind get quiet so we can have more room to feel, to sense, to see what's really here, to connect with the experience. Some people find it helpful when there's strong sensations in the body to use that 1 second flashlight, to use mental noting, to really see it for what it is without being entangled with it. This idea of stepping back and observing it, oh, that's there. And I know that one of the first lessons I learned in the Zen monastery was, again, with the famous, infamous knee pain. I learned that if I had any reactivity to the knee pain, my little micro muscles would tighten around the pain, it would hurt more. And if I had no reactivity, it was manageable. Just manageable. Wasn't pretty. And I could watch that difference. And I knew that if I was going to take care of myself, I had to really be attentive not to have those micro reactivity that where the micro muscles tightened around it. So the 1 second flashlight, ah, wow, that's pretty uncomfortable. Wow. Amazing. As opposed to some of the alternative expressions. So, you know, it's always good to be with the breathing, the default. But you might also today let it be a day of embodiment. Kind of come back to your body. If you really could trust that your body knows how to hold it all, no matter how difficult it might be, The body knows how to hold it. The body is a kind of a field of compassion that can hold what's there. Even if it's just a, even if it all you do is for a few moments, the few moments count. And then, and as you walk around, walking meditation, eating meditation, bathroom meditation, stairway meditation, door meditation. All these are places where there's the body, so you're coming along. Include the body in what you're doing. Don't let the body be kind of an appendage that's kind of a foot behind you as you do the important things. Have the body center stage and see what that's like. There is standing in line for the meal meditation. What's it like to really be there as if there's nowhere to go, no food to get, just a place to sense and feel and experience the body. Just to keep coming back. See how the body processes it. See how the body makes space. And see what's there. Connect what's there. And maybe the body can be a great support to help the mind trust, feel safer, feel inspired, to not invest so much importance in everything we think about. You've been thinking for probably a long time, and you will continue. It's okay for a few moments to trust another approach that doesn't require so much thinking. Come into your body, be with your body. It's one of your best friends, which is an idea that goes all the way back to the time of the Buddha. When the Buddha's disciples said, someone asked Ananda after the Buddha died, now that the Buddha is dead, who will be your teacher? And Ananda said, mindfulness of the body. That's phenomenal to think of the body as comparable to the Buddha as your teacher. So today we start the practice discussion. And so those of you who signed up today, Paul will meet in room one, which is the main community hall downstairs next to the manager's office. And when someone comes out, you can come in. You don't have to wait till you're invited in. And I'm meeting in room 100, which is if you go counterclockwise around the back of the manager's office, down the hallway by the elevator, there's room 100 there. There are signs. And I think there should be a chair in the hallway there. You can sit in the chair there and wait for your turn. And then the other thing is that a couple of times during the retreat, we have a meeting, we call it tea, with the five service leaders, the two managers and the three cooks, partly to kind of take care of the retreat better and to check in with them about the practice. It's kind of a special practice to be a service leader. It's a special way of practicing and to explore that practice with them a bit. And we'll have that that meeting today at 6 o'clock for the five of you. We'll meet in room one. I hope you enjoy your day. Thank you.